Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you want to read it, you want to listen, you want to watch. We got video there, brand new video up every week. And we got a new one up. We posted over the weekend. We'll have another one up probably today. And so check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. New poll question, too, every week. Ask a different one. Want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Have a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2012 is out right now, isn't it, Barbara?
That's right. That's for the 2011 returns. But we all know taxes for small business are year-round endeavor.
Right. So what do we need to know? What are some things? You know, most people, this time of year, Barbara, most people feel that, okay, I've got my taxes done, or I extended them. I don't have to worry about them for a while. Are we kind of in a tax doldrum period right now?
Well, first of all, there are so many taxes that are the responsibility of small business. It's not just income taxes, and we tend to sometimes just limit our thinking and focus to that. But we have to think about sales tax responsibilities and
every month. Sales tax every month if we're retail.
Sales tax, that's right. And
that's a sales tax is complicated most of the time, isn't it? It's not easy.
And it's getting more so every day because of the internet and the fact that we as small business owners now sell in so many places and where do we have to collect and how much do we have to collect?
Who do we remit to?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just something that you can think about in April. It's something you have to think about all the time.
Also, you got franchise tax with your state. You might have an asset tax, an annual kind of business asset tax that some states charge. Et cetera, et cetera, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, this year it's more complicated than ever because of the fact that we don't know what's happening with some of the tax rules for this year or for next year.
We still don't know, do we?
We still don't know. We're almost in the sixth month of the year, and we still don't know, for example, whether there is a research credit. Small business innovators.
If I'm not mistaken, Barbara, that got extended last year, but only several months into the year. Did they do this last year?
Well, actually, this break has been extended so many times I lost count.
I know, but they don't tell you that it's extended until well into the year.
Well, sometimes, yes. The last one was prospective, and we did have a heads up, but it ended at the end of 2011. Now what?
Yeah.
And really, small businesses are in the position of having difficulty making a budget because you don't know what the tax rules are.
Wait a minute, Barbara. We don't need a budget. I mean, the Senate operates okay without a budget.
Our government
operates 3 years without a budget. What do we need a budget for? Let's just throw all that.
Unlike them, we have accountability.
We don't have a mint.
We're going to be out of business.
We don't have a mint either.
Nope. It's just crazy.
I'm sorry, folks.
I've been at this for so long, and I have never seen a situation like this where
it's the most. Barbara? Would it be over the top to say that our government is the most dysfunctional it's ever been in the history of our government?
Well, to my knowledge, I would say that's totally
accurate. In terms of doing their business, they're not doing it. I mean, you know, if they disagree on this policy or that policy, that's one thing. But in terms of taking care of the basic business, their job one of our government is to appropriate the money and allocate it to fund the government, right? And to do that with fundamental practices. And they're not doing that, are they?
Nope. They're not even coming close. They're just sort of saying, well, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of the attitude that seems to be coming out of Washington.
And do you think that this behavior that they have about their own business, is that an indication of how they think we run our business?
I don't think they have a clue about how we run our business. I don't think they know about business. Many, many of the politicians have never worked in business. They've always worked in government where they're guaranteed a paycheck whether they produce or not.
Right.
It's
amazing. What are some other things that are hanging fire right now?
Well, basically, we're at what some people are describing as tax-mageddon because over $600 billion in tax hikes are poised to occur on January 1
mm-hmm.
because the Bush-era tax cuts expire, the that payroll relief expires. I could go on and on about all the rules that are set to expire, mm-hmm. and yet there are many people who don't want to address it now. Now, I know Cantor wants it done this summer, which is even in my opinion, this is late, but I don't think he's going to get any cooperation in the Senate.
And this tax-mageddon, the reason they use that term, folks, Barbara, I've been hearing people say that if that doesn't get fixed, if those things are allowed to return full force, that it will definitely be put our economy into a recession.
Well, that's what they're saying, and I believe them because I just know it's going to happen.
Yeah. So folks, this is why, Barbara, I've said that this year is a tipping point year for America on many levels. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.